News Talk 770 AM 92.5 FM WVNN. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Yes, we are solid conservative and just plain right. I got some callers waited through the break, and I appreciate that. So let me just jump on them right here. I think first we have line two, Dan from Madison. Hey, Dan, Phil Williams on Right Side. How you doing?
I love that bumper music song. Which one was the better lead singer? This is not my question, but who was the better lead singer? David Lee Roth?
Man, it depends.
Sammy Hagar.
Yeah. You know, it depends. I know I saw the original Van Halen with Dave Lee Roth in concert in Birmingham in 1981, and I still like some of their early stuff. But I got to tell you, as I got older, some of the Van Hagar, it just kind of sticks with you. I don't know why. You could sing it better, I guess. I don't know, but why? Which one do you think, Dan?
David Lee Roth. Yeah, he got a haircut when I last time I saw him, looked like the professor from Lost in Space.
He has kind of gotten that old anyway, that old dude
laugh.
Look.
I made you laugh. That's good to hear. Hey, listen. All right. Let me ask you a question.
Yeah.
So, is this bill also have anything to do with the filibuster, or is that just a separate issue?
You talking about Coach Saban?
No. Yeah, I'm talking about Coach Saban. So, is the filibuster involved in this at all?
Yes and no. The interesting piece is the press did not report. And it only came out later that Coach Saban was saying he supports the Voting Rights Act, but he does not support doing away with the filibuster. So he was basically supporting Manchin's position. Yeah.
Well, you know what? Look at coaching. Stick to coaching, and coaching's coaching. Okay, let's stay at that avenue. Okay, I'll tell you what, I'm scared to death that they get their way in whatever they want to do. Thank God for Manchin and Sinema from an Arizona guy. I'll tell you what, without them, we'd be lost. And you know what? You give the other side an inch, they'll take a mile, or actually, they'll take a lot of miles. And I tell you, Phil, yeah. We got to stand strong because this is still how it starts. A little step at a time, then all of a sudden, guess what? We're sitting in the recliner going, oh, my God, what's going on here? Why is my country like this? Because you let it happen.
That's right. That's exactly right. Dan, great call. I got somebody else on hold, so let me get them, too. But you sound like a right-side ruffian, and I appreciate you being in the audience, man. Dan from Madison, appreciate that very much. Hey, I got number line one, Charles from Morgan County. Hey, Charles, I got about a minute and a half. What's on your mind?
Well, I was going to weigh in about you and Randall Woodfin's debate.
Yeah.
I'm agreeing with you, but there's something that I think is being ignored from the other level, and that's
okay.
The persons that are jailed and eventually go to prison, and we have a lack of guards right now. And we're under the federal Judge Thompson 600-page opinion on December the 27th. They had benchmarks for each year, so by the end of 2022, we're supposed to have so many guards hired and so much done as far as the care for cruel and unusual punishment in the prisons. And KIV isn't mentioning this. And I didn't see where the legislators put any monies forward to take care of what has to be done by the end of 2022. I know the whole thing has to be completed by the summer of 2025, but if we don't do something, we will be in violation of what the judge has benchmarked for this year. And no one mentioned
it. Well, hey, Charles, great point, and a couple things there. You may or may not be aware, they did come into special session this past fall, and they dealt with the question of prison construction. Some concerns, there about how they're going to fund it or whatever else, I get it. But nonetheless, they came to an agreement, and the prison construction plan is underway. And that also, though, deals with some other things.
Hang on, Charles, I know. Cover the benchmarks.
Charles, I'm trying to say that one of the things it did was it puts those prisons in a place where they have a higher recruiting opportunity to fill out the ranks of the, you're right, depleted workforce among the Department of Corrections officials. And so they're doing what they can, and I believe that the prison system, the Department of Corrections just got upfunded by recommendation of the governor if they pass this budget for the purposes of recruiting additional ranks. So that's what I know about that situation. Charles, thanks for the call, man. We're out of time. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Solid conservative, just plain right. Coming back in a few minutes, we got more of this stuff. National insecurity is where I'm headed next. We'll be right back. News Talk 770 AM 92.5 FM WVNN. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, solid conservative and just plain right. Time now, 4:36 p.m. We're getting in go-home mode right now. Go-home mode for all of you getting out on the roads. Just be careful. The weather has been beautiful today, which has been refreshing. But listen, just be careful on that drive home. And folks, I got to tell you, I want to make sure you know about one of the greatest opportunities you have in this community to support a small veteran-owned business for something that we hope you're not going to need, but you know what? Sometimes we do, and that's heating and air conditioning repair. And Vandy's Heating and Air Conditioning serves Huntsville, Madison, and the surrounding area. Vandy's, they're like your one-stop shop for all your HVAC repairs, gas or electric. And they're open 6 days a week, not five, 6 days a week. So if you have something go wrong on a Friday night, you can call them. They'll be out there on Saturday. And they're not going to try to upsell you. One of the things they pride themselves on is the fact that they will not try to upsell you on things you don't need. And they will also, by the way, give you a free estimate of what they're going to need to do for you. And like I said, they're an owner-operated business. James Vandergriff, the owner of the company, is a veteran of Afghanistan, the war in Afghanistan himself, which means a lot to me. And after serving his country, James has now decided he's back home. He wants to serve his community with quality care and service for HVAC needs. And he's living the American dream right now, running his own business. So call him today, Vandy's Heating and Air Conditioning at 256-225-7311. That's 256-225-7311. Vandy's Heating and Air Conditioning. Tell them you heard it on Right Side Radio. Yeah, and by the way, folks, if you find yourself, you know, like you're driving, you can't write down a phone number or you know, a web address for one of our sponsors, listen, the ones that are advertising direct with Right Side Radio, which, by the way, if you're looking to advertise your business and you want your stuff on this show, then you got to contact Right Side, okay? So we have any number of listeners. The ones that I talk about out loud are probably the ones that are direct sponsors of Right Side: Otter Creek Farm, ZLA Solutions, Just Love Coffee, E-Tax Breaks, Vandy's Heating and Air Conditioning. And they contacted us directly, and I'm going to encourage you to do the same thing. But you can do that through our website, rightsideradio.org. But also on rightsideradio.org, you will find the logos to our direct sponsors. And all you got to do, if you've forgotten how to contact them or what their name was, go to our website, rightsideradio.org, see their logo and go, oh yeah, click on it. It takes you right to their website. That's designed with intent. Well, listen, I'm gonna move through this this latter section of, or the next section of, this Triple Dipper. So the Triple Dipper has been a double dipper for the day because I spent so much time on number one. Number one was the decline of society. And I've talked about the fact that we have so many politicians who are so agenda-driven that part of their agenda is the belief that they don't have to enforce the laws. You know, I talked about Mayor Randall Woodfin and his dust-up with the fact that I took issue with his liberal policies of issuing 15,000 blanket pardons for drug possession. Just reached all the way back to 1990, issued blanket pardons for drug possession, which basically tells law enforcement, hey, yeah, you can arrest them. Hey, DA, you can convict them. But I don't care what you men and women in blue and you prosecutors do. It doesn't matter. I'm gonna make sure their record's clean and it never shows up again. Anyway, the decline of society, according to Victor Davis Hanson, with the comments we had from him earlier in the show, or the decline of society comes when there is what he called an asymmetric application of the laws, meaning sometimes you apply it, sometimes you don't. That is a difficult situation, and we're in it, and it's not just in Birmingham. It's all over this nation. You look at the high crime rates. You look at the crimes with sanctuary cities. You look at the awful stories right now in the news about that sweet young lady who was randomly murdered while she was working her night job at a furniture store by herself one night, and a guy walked in off the street with a rap sheet 10 years long, out on bond, and it killed her for no reason. He was arrested today, by the way. Breaking news on that. They just arrested him in the last hour. They found him, and they've arrested him. The next thing I want to talk about for a few minutes, though, with what time we have left, number two in the Triple Dipper, I call it national insecurity. National insecurity. There's stuff happening right now in the world. You know, it's very easy for us to get, you know, so absorbed within what we see within our small sphere that we forget the big picture. And foreign policy and national defense are two issues that that coalesce often, and I just personally, I have a real issue with the way they're being handled. And I tell you what brought this to my mind, total, it almost feels like an aside. I came across an article during the research for the show. It's called Why the Great Ammo Shortage is a Global Problem. You know, and it made me think about home defense. It's talking about the fact that it's so hard right now just to buy what used to be ammo on the shelf at your local sporting goods store. Well, even especially 9mm, like for instance, my, you know, a Glock 19 is what my sidearm of choice right now, and that's a 9mm. And good luck trying to find 9mm ammunition. Well, this got me to thinking, home defense, what about national defense? And it moved me into this topic that I'm on right now. General Keane, General Jack Keane, has warned that he believes that we have re-entered the Cold War era again. Those of you like me who grew up in a, you know, the what I would call the black boot army, back when you had to actually shine your boots with some kiwi, that was a Cold War era, and there was a constant level of detente, there was constant brinksmanship and gamesmanship to try and make sure that one nation did not in some way upstage the other. There were constant negotiations, there were arms races, there were things happening that set the world on edge at times. And they were a part of our life when I was growing up, and much of what caused Huntsville to grow, this listening area here in North Alabama with Redstone Arsenal and Missile Command and the rise of defense contracting as a an industry, all of that grew out of the Cold War era. It's amazing what came out of, by the way, came out of this listening area. But General Keane says that we're back to Cold War, that what we're seeing right now with Russia especially, and by the way, I've got another article that says the same thing with China, but Jack Keane made some comments that I thought were very telling to the point that I'd like to play it. Copper, you got clip three. You good to go on clip three? But General Jack Keane said that he feels like that NATO has entered into the same mission as it had during the Cold War, which is deterring Russian expansion and aggression. All right, listen, let's do this. General Keane, I could talk about him talking, but let's just hear him talking. Go ahead and play clip three, Copper.
Well, I certainly agree with Chairman McCaul. I mean, it has a resemblance of the Cold War when we had hundreds of thousands of troops facing each other, Soviet Union, NATO, across a common border. We don't have that. But the mission of the United States and NATO during the Cold War was to deter Russian aggression and expansion. And if that fails, win a war against the Soviet Union. The mission now of NATO is deter Russian aggression and expansion. It's the same mission. It's just we're not doing it quite as well as we should be doing. Look it. Russia put 70, 90,000 troops, Dana, on the Ukraine border in the spring. And we did what? What did NATO do? Nothing. We should have put troops into NATO, particularly in Poland and the Baltics, to reinforce those countries, make certain that Putin gets the message that we're not going to take any further expansion. And I would have given Putin a laundry list of significant military capacity that I intend to put into Ukraine unless he de-escalates and gets those troops off the border. And I'm talking about anti-aircraft missiles, anti-ship missiles, and a bunch of the other things that are on their critical significant list, which we have avoided to date. And
that's good right there. So, yeah, the reality is he said it. He said what the mission of NATO was during the Cold War. Then he said what our mission is today and pointed out that's the exact same thing. Well, I want to make sure that you're tracking this, all right? Because especially all of you who are still green suiters out there at Redstone Arsenal and over at Anniston Army Depot and down at Maxwell Air Force Base and Fort Rucker, our military community here in the state, not to mention the fact that we have an amazing National Guard and Reserve component right here in the state of Alabama. We have, by the way, you may not be aware of the caliber of units that we have in the Alabama National Guard. Did you know that we have an entire fighter wing? We have an air refueling wing. We have one of only two reserve component special forces groups headquartered in Alabama in the National Guard. We have two infantry battalions. I commanded one of them. We have the only National Guard explosive ordnance disposal. That's the EOD guys units. A group level unit here in Alabama. I mean, it's amazing what's in this state in terms of our reserve component. All that to say, all of those, all of that, we need to constantly be aware that while COVID has distracted our day-to-day, and while we're mad about things that liberal politicians do, and while we're irritated with stuff that's happening, you know, in D.C. or Montgomery, or whether they're going to debate a gambling bill, let's not lose sight of the fact that right now I'm looking at a story. American Military News is reporting that as of today, the White House is warning that Russia could attack Ukraine at any point. That's what they're saying. They're at that point right now where they're saying, Jen Psaki said it in a press conference. Russian President Vladimir Putin has, quote, created this crisis by amassing 100,000 troops along Ukraine's borders, and went on to say that Russia could attack Ukraine at any point. And I question what we're going to do. I mean, right now, I do not believe, and General Keane said it in another clip earlier, in another show we did. He literally said that he believes that Putin smells weakness. He can see it. He can smell it. That there is nothing to deter him from aggressive posture, or for that matter, aggressive action. I got a couple more things on that. I'll tell you when we get back from this break. Some stuff has already happened this week that appears to almost be setting the stage for a Russian invasion, and I hope not. And then you add to that the other side of our near-peer adversaries, China, has been making some pretty pretty amazing commentary lately, saying there could be catastrophic consequences if someone dares confront them. Oh, yeah. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Solid conservative, just plain right. We'll be right back to wrap it up for the day. News Talk 770 AM, 92.5 FM, WVNN, Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, solid, conservative, and just plain right. Hey, by the way, the president just finished what was basically a marathon press conference. He literally sat at the podium and took questions, and I've only had a chance to catch snippets of it during the breaks. I'll try to break it down for you tomorrow. But for all, you know, practical purposes, he hung in there. He even told him at one point, he goes, "How long y'all want to go?" And he said, "I'll stay here another 20 minutes," and he stayed for another 30. So that's doings right there when the president finally goes to the podium and stays on, especially with the no good, very bad, super awful week that he had last week. I'll break that down for you tomorrow. Hey, listen, by the way, Just Love Coffee Cafe. Just Love Coffee Cafe. Man, check them out. Just Love Coffee Cafe with two locations in this listening area, one on Hughes Road in Madison, the other on South Memorial Parkway in Huntsville. They've got some of the most amazing coffees. Now, they've got a menu, breakfast, lunch, and dinner, which I'm looking at the menu right now online, and I'm starting to, you know, get that hunger pang thinking I could eat breakfast for dinner, I could do all those things. But I discovered recently they've got signature lattes. They've got the white chocolate tiramisu latte. Savor the rich flavor combination of white chocolate, cinnamon, toffee, nut, and Irish cream, it says. Oh, yeah. So they've got all the gourmet coffees you could imagine. They've also got just some of the best roasts. I mean, literally, their roasted beans are award-winning, and they can make you a good, hot, steaming cup of black coffee, bar none. They also have a thing called the Barista Box. So I want you to think about this. When you're going to work in the morning, maybe you want to grab a Barista Box of good, solid, better than the Keurig in the break room for work coffee, and treat your coworkers to something that they would not have gotten otherwise. You will be the pal at work. Check them out. Just Love Coffee Cafe, two locations, one on Hughes Road in Madison, the other on South Memorial Parkway in Huntsville. Tell them you heard about it on Right Side. So I'm fed up here, folks. And I've been on this piece of the triple dipper that I call national insecurity. And I'm talking about the fact that we are in what Jack Keane refers to as a new Cold War. And that may well be true. General Jack Keane has certainly been a noted expert in this kind of thing. But let me just read to you one more story here from the Washington Examiner. The Washington Examiner says that Russia in the past few days, by the way, this story is dated January 14th, so we're only 5 days ago. So just in the previous few days prior to that story, Russia unleashes a politics, cyber, and camouflage strategy against Ukraine. They describe it as a three-pronged strategy that has already been underway. Number one, the Russian foreign minister came out and made strong statements about their patience being exhausted, and you do not know how long it will take before we are done. That's translation is basically that we're going to ride in the battle if we have to. The second part of that was what is believed to be, Intel is saying there's a potential false flag operation, meaning they're going to stage an attack on Russian forces, stage some type of a moral pretense, if you will, that they would be able to use to launch their invasion of Ukraine. The third element is, unbeknownst to most of the world, it appears that just the other day, a cyber attack took down Ukrainian government websites. It disabled the websites and put up offensive messages in Russian, Ukrainian, and Polish, and it's likely traced back to Russia for having done this. It's basically saying, we're coming, we know how to access your systems, we're not afraid to speak to the world about this, and there may be a false flag. All those things are interesting to me to watch in the big picture. White House says Russia could attack at any moment. Other headlines I'm looking at right now, I can just see them. I'll just call the headlines out to you. One says 2022 could be a year full of North Korean missile tests. Another one says Iran says progress has been made and that much of the nuclear deal text is already ready. We haven't even seen it yet. Another headline says China says it's developed a heat-seeking hypersonic missile. Wow. Another one says that Putin has already emptied out his embassy in the Ukraine. And Secretary of State Blinken from the United States is headed over to Ukraine as tensions rise with Russia. Another headline. What I'm saying to you is this, folks. Keep your eyes on the horizon. It's too easy to get caught up in what's happening in our backyard. We've got to make sure that we're watching both. Because a national insecurity is where we could be if we're not guarding our foreign policy and our national defense in a big, big way in today's world. All right, folks, that's it. Now, hey, coming up right now, Mark Levin, the great one, has got Donald Trump coming on right away. Stay tuned for that. I think you're going to hear it. He's probably got plenty to say about the hour-and-a-half marathon press conference that Biden just gave. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. We'll be back tomorrow. Have a great night.